Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 John chapter 2, verse 7 to 11. 1 John chapter 2, verse 7 to 11. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have heard since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going, because the darkness has blinded them. Let us reflect on the theme walking in love and light. Walking in love and light. Have you ever wondered how genuine love can transform our lives and relationships? John begins our text by reminding us of an old commandment, one that has been present since the beginning of our faith journey, to love one another. Yet he also refers to this commandment as new, emphasizing the depth and renewal of this love through Jesus Christ. Jesus demonstrated this love in a new, profound way, loving us sacrificially and unconditionally. This passage highlights that true Christianity is not just about adhering to rules, but about transforming our hearts to reflect God's love. If we claim to live in the light but harbor hatred or indifference towards others, we deceive ourselves. Genuine love for our brothers and sisters reflects walking in God's light. Living in the light means embodying love in our daily interactions. It is about moving beyond superficial niceties to a deep, authentic love that mirrors Christ's love for us. This love brings us into fellowship with one another and with God, enabling us to live out the truth in our relationships and communities. My dear friends, in today's world where division and animosity often overshadow love and unity, John's message is more relevant than ever. As Christians, we are called to be beacons of light in a dark world, reflecting God's love in all we do. This means loving those who are difficult to love, forgiving those who wrong us, and extending grace as we have received it. Living in the light challenges us to confront our own prejudices, grudges, and indifference. It calls us to a higher standard of love, one that actively seeks the well-being of others and fosters genuine connections. By doing so, we become witnesses to the transformative power of God's love in a world that desperately needs it. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can you show more genuine love and forgiveness to those around you, especially those who are difficult to love? Number two, in what areas of your life do you need to move from darkness to light, embracing God's truth and love more fully? Heavenly Father, thank you for the truth of your word. Help us to walk in your light and reflect your love in all our own interactions. Transform our hearts to love others as you have loved us, breaking down any barriers of hatred or indifference. May our lives be a testament to your grace and truth, drawing others closer to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.